Good afternoon. God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Today, I feel really inspired to share. As some of you may know, I've recently done the When Heaven Stepped In podcast, and this really opened my eyes to the fact that I have so much to share. Like, I have so many testimonies, so many great things that have happened that God has done in my life, situations that God has got me through. And I don't feel that I've shared enough about it, like, because when these things are happening, they're really great, and you're like continuing to go about your daily life, like, especially for me, because I've got four children, two of them being, two and under. So if I don't do something in that moment, then I can quite easily forget. And then as the days go on, and the days turn into weeks and the weeks turn into months, and then you almost forget about the great thing that has God has done for you until maybe you might be reminded of it one day. So it's been really in my heart to to open up and share more and really tell people the great things that God has done in my life. And as you've probably heard, in my sharings about when I had Grace, when I was pregnant and I was told that, I wasn't having, having periods and stuff for 3 years. And obviously then, God blessed me with Grace. After many doctors and health professionals failed to know what was going on with me, God knew, God knows everything. God knows what tricks the devil was playing on me to deceive me, for me to be thinking that I couldn't have children, for it to be having an effect on my, an impact on my relationship and all these sorts of things. God cleared that out. God cleared that avenue for me, and he blessed me with Grace. Now, after I had Grace, so I had her in the January, and when Grace turned one, my husband's uncle had sadly passed away. And, he was very close to him. He had a really great relationship with him. Like, they were more like brothers. They were brought up in the same house. And they did everything together. So he was more like a brother to Mick than what he was his uncle. So he was very sad at this time when, when his uncle had passed away. And I always pray for people, pray for the peace in their heart, in situations, even if those people aren't believers, or if they, if they are, do have a lack of understanding, that's okay. I pray for them even more, So I really prayed for him, and actually, Mick had always expressed that he wanted more than one child. I already had the other, the other three, so I wasn't necessarily, fussed either way if I had more or not. I've just always been really happy with what I've got, So anyway, when this happened, with Mick, I remember being in the bath, and I really heard him breaking his heart. Like, he was so upset in this moment. So I reached out to God, and I said, God, I thank you for the peace in Mick's heart right now, even though it's hurting. And he feels sadness that this feeling doesn't last, and he finds peace in this situation. And he's able to, not be distracted by the feeling of the pain and the hurt that he feels. So that he's not strayed into, things that he shouldn't be strayed into, things that would affect him in negative ways. And I also asked God, God, really give us something, give us some joy, give us something to look forward to, so that when, he has to go up to Scotland to be with his family, for the funeral, I want him to be able to deliver good news, not to go there and be sad and be mopey and for it all to be badness and stuff like that. I really want him to be able to go there and share something that is going to lift everyone's spirits. So I left this situation with God. I went to him like that, and I said, I thank you that this situation's in your hands, and that, you are the light. Your light shines through me and every other believer in the world. And I thank you that, you take care of everything. So I left it at that. Anyway, 3 weeks later, Mick was preparing to go up to Scotland for his uncle's funeral. And 2 days before he was going to fly, I thought, oh, I don't feel right. I feel a bit different. I think something's going on. Like, I'm not really sure what it is, but I just didn't feel right. So I did a pregnancy test, and I actually found out I was pregnant. So as you can imagine, Mick was absolutely over the moon. I was quite shocked. I think shocked for one at the fact that, I'd already had all that stuff go on with Grace, and it was quite difficult. At the time it seemed quite difficult to actually have a baby in that time. And even though God had blessed me with her, I didn't really expect this. And especially with her being quite young, I was also like, oh wow, this is going to be a challenge. But we all know, right, that God doesn't give us anything we can't handle. He was absolutely over the moon. And I was also quite shocked at the fact that, even though I didn't directly say to God, God, give me a child, I asked him for good news. I asked him for a blessing. I asked him for Mick to be able to go there and to spread some light in this situation. And that's exactly what he got to do. So that is really great. So guys, like, always keep hope. Like, don't give up hope in any situation, even if it's not your situation, but is having an impact on you, because you might feel compassion for that person, or you might feel a bit of that person's pain. Like, God's got you covered. God's got you covered on everything, on absolutely everything. And he really wants you to live in great peace. And if that means that, because of a situation with someone else, then that's fine. He obviously, people have free will choice, and if they are not believers and they do not confess with their mouth that our God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, he can't necessarily work with that person, but he can do great things outside of that, around that, you know, to make things greater and easier for us. I really have some great testimonies to be able to share with you guys, you know. And this really needs to reach who is intended for, because, you know, the last thing I want is someone out there that is, you know, feeling a bit hopeless because, you know, I don't know, they've been told something by the world that you know, they don't necessarily understand or is not right, because the world can lie. You know, we all know that the devil is the god of this world, and he's filled this world with lies and deceit. So you know, I want everybody to know that just because we live in this world, it doesn't mean that we have to be subject to the things of this world, because we're living by spirit. We are living by spirit. Sorry, not by the flesh. And that also leads me to thinking about the fact that, you know, like, why do we see things as they are? Why do we see things as we see them with our eyes? Why do we not see them through God's eyes? Because, you know, I was sharing the other day that you know, like, that I was feeling a bit that, you know, in if I don't look in the mirror, I feel absolutely great. But the second I look in the mirror, my eyes tell me that I don't look great. My eyes tell me that I'm this, I'm that, I'm fat, I've got bad skin, you know, I don't know. Look, a whole bunch of lies that aren't true. So, you know what? I'm going to stop doing that, because God wants me to see myself as he sees me, which is perfect, perfectly created. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's what we should all do. That's what we should all do, because we all deserve that peace, you know, and God deserves the praise for creating us perfectly, for giving us the ability to live in that perfect peace. You know, so by us not doing that, by us being deceived by the world, that's not being who God called you to be, you know. And I'm not saying that just because you might have one of those faults or whatever come upon you, that you're bad, or that, you know, or anything like that. These things are there. They are designed to try and bring us down and attack us. But that's when we have to push in more and be really, really, you know, be really hard on it. Not condemn ourselves, but, you know, don't accept none of it. Don't accept no lies. Don't accept anything other than what God has given you, what God has designed for you, what God has created. Just don't accept it. Stand bold. So anyway, guys, I need to go because I need to feed the baby. So I hope you all have a really, really great day. And I love you all very much. In the wonderful, powerful name of Jesus Christ, amen.